Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, and show yourself and heal others starting today. Is your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
Welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show with your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. How's everybody doing today? So it's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. You know how this works. It's 15 minutes of quick, fast business advice to get that spiritual business running in the flow so all is going well. So thank you for joining me today. As usual, we have a topic of discussion that is an important one, not only for your business, but also for you to be thinking of different ideas and the way that you do things. Because I think, you know, a lot of times we're always searching for new ways, and sometimes we implement them, sometimes we don't. So today what I'm just going to ask of you is that you just kind of take that approach to what have I implemented recently in my business to kick it up a notch? And has it worked or did it not work? Did I start it or did I not start it? Did I follow through or did I try it once and then decided it didn't work and didn't try it again? So those are just some little things to think about in your business on this beautiful, gorgeous day. So today our topic of discussion is fast client sign-up. So any of you that work with me on a regular basis know this. That is, my belief system in what works and what doesn't work in businesses, and especially in our beautiful, loving, spiritual business where we're here to, you know, create this this energy here on this earth of something unique and different and loving and healing. And it takes these, our beautiful healing businesses to do that. But one, if you know anything about me, you know this, and that is I never ask you to do anything that is completely against what feels right to you. I know that you can market and bring clients in, you can wow them, you can hold them forever and create raving, loving fans, which is what we do here for spiritual entrepreneurs. And you can do that without stepping outside of what's authentic to you. So today we're going to be talking about networking. If networking is not your gig, if you go, look, Cindy, it just, you know, it makes me so uncomfortable. It's not a place I'd ever want to be. Then maybe not, this show is right for you. There is things that you might get from this show, but I am going to talk a little bit about networking or meeting people on the spot where they're at. So a fast client sign up and an easy way to get people to really know you, know what you do, and understand how you do it is what we're going to talk about today. So first off, as we've talked before, the most important thing when you're meeting a new client, when you're meeting somebody who doesn't know what you do and you are trying to embrace them and educate them about what you do, is to start with listening and not talking too much, because, you know, we have a tendency to want to just share all our goodies and we just start kind of, you know, running at the mouth and talking and talking and talking. And what we want to do is we want to take a breath, stay in that really beautiful healing energy. We want to be giving love to the other person, and we want to just really listen. And, you know, once you listen and they know that you're there and they feel heard, it really earns you the right to start asking some really deep questions. And those questions might be, you know, what is your greatest, you know, struggle at the moment? Or, you know, what is it that you feel like you need help with the most in your life right now? Or, you know, you said that you got in a car accident. Do you still have any pain left over from that? Whatever it is, you know where I'm going with this. You listen and you're going to respond in the way that works best for you and your personality. But this is a really neat way if you meet people at a networking event. Now, look, it doesn't have to be a networking event. It can be the stinking coffee shop. It doesn't matter. But that is to start with the listening stage that we always talk about, and that's being in the moment with them, that's sending them love, you know, pulling them into your energy and allowing your energy to wrap around them and love them. But this is where you do something that gets people really in the action of understanding what you do. Because if you are a healer, or if the work that you do is some kind of holistic work, so let's say you do healing, or you do massage, or maybe you do coaching, whatever it is that you possibly do, it's very, very hard for people to get it in an analytical way. So the more you talk, unfortunately, the more you lose them. But if you're in that beautiful rocking back and forth motion conversation with them and something comes up that they say, and I'll just make this up, that their elbow's been really hurting them this week, you know, that they pulled it, they picked up something. There's nothing wrong, even in a networking, a group where there's lots of people, to just walk them over, you know, and sit them in a chair, maybe off to the side, and say, well, here, let me do a little bit of this. Do I have your permission? Of course, you have permission. And let me just go ahead and do a little healing with that. Or with a massage therapist, maybe it's a massage. Or with a coach, maybe it's not their elbow. Maybe it's something else that they need help with. And you say, you know, do I have your permission? Let's just talk through this. So it's what I call it on it is, on the spot, fast healing. It's where you're really showing them what you do. And part of showing them what you do is to do your healing, loving work, however that looks, in the moment with them. Stay in that energy of giving love and listening, but at the same time, move into your healing role, your gift that you are given. And at the same time, be paying attention to where you can help them on a deeper level. So let's say it's the elbow. Okay, we're going to go back to that. And let's just say hypothetically that you give them some, you know, some beautiful healing. But you share with them that, you know, this is just a, you know, a light touch of what could happen. But in a 30-minute session or an hour session on a deep session, you know, we could really remove that pain by, and you share what it is that you do. So the thing is that you're doing is you're showing them and you're opening up a discussion to go deeper. So you're showing them and you're opening up a discussion to go deeper. It's pretty easy. It's just a little bit of a switch of the way that we've done networking in the past. Networking typically is you talk to people about what it is that you do. And here, it's a talk and a show and a tell, right? It's talk, we're going to show, and then we're going to tell. So we're going to tell how they could go deeper with a larger session. And a lot of times, this is the easiest way to pick up a new client, because first, you took the time to give them a free gift. Second, you took the time to really listen, to hear them, and to honor them in the struggle that they're having, whatever that may be or whatever that looks like. At the same time, you educated them about what you do. You got out of their head and you moved to their heart. And that's when people shift and start saying, yes, yes, I want to try this. Yes, I'm interested in what this is. Yes, I can feel the difference already. Wow, what would it be like if I had a full session with this gentleman or gal? What would it be like? So fast client sign-ups is listen, show, tell. So you're listening to them, you're showing them what you do, and you're telling them what you can do on a deeper level with them in a full session. And so you're moving them from intellect to their heart, and you're moving them to a place where they're ready to say yes to you faster, because they've gotten out of that intellectualizing why and what it is this person does. And, you know, we have to be pretty realistic when it comes to our spiritual work, because even though I am a business coach, you know, I'm definitely a spiritual gal, and I still get people that, you know, cross their eyes at me, like, you do what? You know, who do you work with? What do you do? What do you mean you work with people that are healers? And then that's my, you know, opening to educate people and to share with them about the beautiful work that's done here on this earth. In the healing modality. So I find it a blessing. But the fact of the matter is, it's our job to educate. And there's different ways to educate. And one way to educate is this listen, show, tell. So listen, show them what you do, and then tell them how they can go deeper in a more loving relationship with you and with a way deeper healing from you. So that is our show today. And again, if you for some reason aren't a networker, I think this works great for networking. This could work anywhere. It could work anywhere. It's just about starting those beautiful relationships through being there for people and being there for them on such a deep level that in the moment you're ready to go deep with them and heal them and help them in whatever it is they need, whatever kind of energy healing they need or coaching they need, whatever loving medicine they need in their life. So that is our show. I am so thrilled that you came today. It's 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive on the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show. I'm sending you love. I'm sending you light. And I'm sharing with you that you can come to sharpeningyourspirit.com, and there's always a free gift there for you. So thank you. This is Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach, sending you off with love, light, and as always, a big kiss. Have a beautiful day.